Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 now here on a Monday morning, 28 degrees. A Texas judge's ruling of Obamacare as unconstitutional has gotten rave reviews from the president, but it has members of Congress at odds.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called the ruling awful, saying it can take health care benefits from those who need them.
It would knock out funding for treatment of opioids. It would raise drug prices and close the donut hole so seniors would pay more for drug prices.
Schumer says maternal care would also be affected, but Republican Senator Roy Blunt said the ruling opens the door to a new health care solution.
For America, it means we're going to continue to debate this. Health care clearly matters to people.
Both men on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump proclaimed the ruling as great for America. Democrats say they'll seek to have it overturned. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Authorities say a massive fire destroyed a 28,000-square-foot warehouse in Park City Friday night at Air Capital Delivery and Warehouse, 5800 block of North Prospect. It took more than 2 hours to get that blaze under control. Sedgwick County Fire Captain Bill Harold says the loss for the fire is estimated at $1.6 million. That warehouse held two businesses, a maintenance facility for 18-wheelers, and an electrical company.
The Wichita City Council is expected to vote on the naming rights of a pavilion currently under construction in Nafsker Park.
According to the agreement, Evergy will pay $1.4 million to build a pavilion in the park. Also, Evergy will control advertising on structures in the park, while the city of Wichita will be responsible for the upkeep of signage. The pavilion is part of a nearly $3 million renovation taking place at the corner of St. Francis and Douglas, just north of Intrust Bank Arena. Evergy is the parent company of Westar Energy and Kansas City Power and Light. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
A brewery in Kansas is selling a new specialty beer, helping raise money for a Northern California community destroyed by California's deadliest wildfire last month.
Free State Brewing Company in Lawrence is joining 1,400 breweries across the country to offer California-based Sierra Nevada Brewing Company's new specialty IPA. It's called Resilience Butte County Proud. Sierra Nevada is based in Butte County, where the devastating wildfire last month led to the deaths of 86 people. Free State's Jeff Damon said Sierra Nevada shared the recipe for the citrus-flavored beer so that breweries could make it locally. Damon said Free State will have the beer on tap until it runs out. All proceeds will go to Sierra Nevada's Campfire Relief Fund to help rebuild Butte County. Sierra Nevada had made an initial pledge of $100,000. Damon said Free State was happy to join because of the overwhelming number of people in need. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is pushing back on Michael Cohen, saying he didn't act alone when paying two women hush money prior to the 2016 presidential election. Fox's Allison Barber reports.
Michael Cohen says that absolutely nothing was done within the Trump organization without Mr. Trump's knowledge. He says not only did President Trump know about these payments, but that he directed him to make them and he directed him to get involved in these matters. Mr. Giuliani says that is false and that President Trump has repeatedly said it is false as well. While the president denies having knowledge of the payments, Giuliani says even if he did know about them, it does not constitute a crime. In order to make that argument, he's pointing to a case involving former President candidate John Edwards. In 2011, Edwards was indicted for allegedly violating campaign finance laws by using money from political supporters to try and keep an affair quiet. A number of legal experts say the cases are different. The evidence is different. Cohen's former lawyer, Lanny Davis, says Giuliani is ignoring facts.
Feral hogs are a menace in parts of Missouri, so federal officials are taking to the skies to combat the wild animals that can destroy multiple acres of farmland in a single feeding frenzy. A team with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service shot and killed 103 feral hogs this past week from a helicopter in Missouri. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A ridge of high pressure is over the central plains. It's slowly going to move east today, but still that's going to give us a nice stretch of weather today, tomorrow, and into Wednesday. But a change by late this week where cooler air moves in. Today's high 56, partly cloudy 34 tonight, mid-50s again on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour and 28 degrees. 7:34, Steve and Ted here on a Monday morning. Yesterday's high, 57. Normal high for the date is 43. So, wow, we've had some really interesting but very nice weather recently. Today is December 17th, 2018. It was on this date in 1903 that Wilbur and Orville Wright of Dayton, Ohio, conducted the first successful man-powered airplane flights near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, using their experimental aircraft, the Wright Flyer. David McCullough had a really good book about this out several years ago. And there was a lot to, you know, a lot of things that I never knew about Wilbur and Orville Wright. They basically had a bicycle shop. They were both very mechanical, and they got into this flight thing.
Started figuring it out.
They also had, if I recall now, I'm starting to recall the book a little bit, because they had a sister, I think, who was very prominent in helping them in everything that they did. And she didn't get much of attention, but she was apparently crucial to the relationship there. Those guys had to figure out how they were going to fly, how far they could fly, where it would come down, and how they would survive when it came down. Because that first flight, I believe they were prone. They were on their stomachs. The flyer, whichever one it was on his stomach flying the aircraft. At the same time that was going on, flight was really in vogue in France and in Europe, especially in France. There were a couple, three guys over there that were experimenting with flight at the same time.
Yeah, 1903. There was a guy in Brazil that was doing the same thing, kind of all at the same time.
Yeah, 1903, the first flight. Merriam-Webster has chosen justice as its 2018 Word of the Year. Editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski says the word experienced specific spikes in lookups on the company's website for much of the year. Justice. It also consistently bubbled up in the rankings from somewhere in the top hundreds of searches into the top 20 or 30 through 2018. Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year follows the Oxford Dictionary's choice of toxic and Dictionary.com's pick of misinformation.
I must be in the huge minority on this, because I did not look up any of those words during the past year on the computer.
No, I don't think I looked up any words at all on the computer. Of course, you and I have a very vast knowledge of the English language, and our vocabularies are extensive, so we don't have to look. We don't feel motivated to look up the meaning of the word justice. Justice is what happens when good things happen to people. Or maybe sometimes they're not so good things. It's 7:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's Monday morning. That means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us here. Have you been to Illuminations yet?
I did not make it to Illuminations when my family went, because I was right in the middle of the worst severe virus cold.
Wow.
So they went without me.
Okay. Well, listen, we went Saturday night. It was terrific. I ran into one of my friends, and he said, when are you going to ask the mayor about this? Apparently, this is the second time he's bumped me on this. So I have a question from one of our citizens, okay? With all the regard with the new stadium and so forth, we've kind of lost track of one time there was a mention of possibly getting the College Baseball Hall of Fame here, which is in Lubbock, Texas. And he wanted to know what's going on with that.
So they ended up choosing Omaha. So we did not, we're not able to get them to come to Wichita.
All right. So there's the answer to that one. Pretty simple. Looks like I was looking at the webpage. Looks like a pretty big agenda for the meeting tomorrow. Is that going to be your last meeting of the year?
It will be our last meeting of the year. I think we have a workshop coming up next week. But there's a lot to get done, you know. Potentially, this $500 million plus water treatment facility needs to get worked out. That's a rather large investment in our community, and we're trying to figure out how we can best do it and save our ratepayers' money and not raise the water rates by the type of increase that was initially mentioned. I think we found a way to mitigate much of that, and we'll have a great discussion on that on Tuesday.
Where is that going to be located again? Northwest, right?
So they're at roughly 21st and Hoover.
Okay.
Out the northwest part of town.
I see that there are several extensions of tax exemptions for businesses, and those are some of the ongoing things go on for several years.
So those are the ones that have met their obligation, and we always do a review because we're one of the few communities that require you to not only do what you say you're going to do, but make sure that you meet our 1.3-to-1 minimum ratio of return on investment. And those are our companies that have met all of those demands, and we will go ahead and grant them their second 5 years because of that.
Right. There are people who think, well, you give these tax breaks and whatnot, and for no good reason, and I don't get one. But the thing is, the city does track those very, very religiously, right?
Tracks them and makes sure that we're getting the return on investment. The company's doing what they said that they would do, and it helps us grow Wichita, grow jobs, grow our tax base so that we don't have to tax individuals as much. And, you know, that's been my long-time philosophy, that we grow our way to the kinds of things that we need instead of tax our way to them.
You know, and I've been talking with folks, an interview with a couple people involved in that 12-member Citizens Committee looking at the performing arts in Century 2, and there looks to me like they're getting the indication, at least, that having a performing arts center separate from a convention and, you know, and a show, visitor show center, that's the way to go. Separate them out.
Well, Century 2 was never a great building for conventions, and I've said all along we need to separate them, and I think first step is potentially looking at building a new convention center to separate them, and then it takes a little pressure off the performing arts, and we can figure out the best course of action, which I think could be a significant remodel, and we are reviewing some opportunities for that right now.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about here before Christmas is coming up? We may not talk to you next week. I don't know.
I'm still on my best behavior. I'm hoping that Santa just looks at the last month of the year.
Really?
It's hard to be good year-round.
Yeah, he's going to find out who's naughty and nice, right?
Well, and I'm being extra nice right now, so I'm hoping Santa comes to visit us. And we're going to be making I'll just put it this way. There's a secret announcement that's going to happen Wednesday, and I can't say any more than that, but it's going to be pretty spectacular. So watch the news. Stay tuned to KNSS, because I'm sure they'll be tracking it closely, and some really good news at Christmas time that we'll be able to announce this Wednesday. And what a lot of momentum in our community right now. I'm looking forward to next year and becoming even better. But a lot of good things happening.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time this morning. That's Mondays with the Mayor with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Here with Steve and Ted, 7:42. We have some tickets, a pair of tickets to go see Mannheim Steamroller.
Very nice.
Well, actually, it's not a ticket. It's a CD. I beg your pardon. I misspoke. It's a CD called Christmasville. And we had that to give away to one of our listeners this morning. Plus, we've got the cocoa mix as well. So if you'd like to win that or like to take that, 869-1330, 869-1330. I'll take caller number 4. If you'd like the CD, Christmas Bills, Mannheim Steamroller, and the hot cocoa. Hot
sweet.
Chocolate as well. 7:43, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal. Moving ahead with Wichita's new stadium. That's the topic on the way. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.